Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. In today's episode, we have weekly streaming options, dig deep on the waiver wire, a bunch of injury updates, plus matchups and DFS value plays for Monday. First, let's get through the weekend. Sunday's games, we start with New Jersey winning 2-1 in overtime at Pittsburgh. Devils goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood saved 35 of 36 shots, his second straight quality start after a bit of a rough patch. And Vegas goes into Los Angeles, loses 3-1. Andrei Kopitar had a couple of assists for the Kings. He has a goal and five assists during a four-game point streak. And Kings goaltender Cal Peterson stopped 41 of 42 shots. He has a .926 save percentage in 17 games this year. Florida lost 5-3 at Tampa Bay. For the Lightning, Braden Point had a goal and assist. He has 5 points in the past four games. And Yanni Gourde had a goal and assist. He has 9 points in the past nine games. And winger Blake Coleman had a couple of assists. For Florida, Alexander Barkov had a couple of helpers. He has 18 points in his past 13 games. For Tampa Bay, defenseman Eric Chernak was on the ice for 3 goals for and none against. Nashville rallied to win 4-3 in a shootout at Dallas. Right winger Eli Tolvanen had a goal and two assists for the Predators. He has 8 points in the past nine games. Nashville center Ryan Johansson also added a goal and an assist. Now, let's take a look at Saturday's games, where Rangers beat Washington 3-1 with Mika Zibanejad picking up a goal and assist. He now has 10 points in his past five games. Right winger Pavel Buchnevich, goal and assist for the Rangers. He has 15 points in his past 10 games. And goaltender Keith Kincaid stopped 28 of 29 shots. He has a .918 save percentage in six games. Toronto wins 2-0 over Calgary on Saturday. Jack Campbell earns a 31-save shutout for the Maple Leafs. Campbell has barely been healthy all year, but he has a .965 save percentage in his four starts. With Frederik Andersen hurting, this is an opportunity here for Campbell to really seize control of the Toronto crease. Philadelphia got spanked by the Islanders 6-1 on Saturday. Casey Cizikas scored a pair of goals for the Islanders. Josh Bailey had a goal and assist. He has 4 points in his past four games. Oliver Wahlstrom had a couple of assists for the Islanders. He has 5 points in his past five games. And Islanders defenseman Thomas Hickey had a couple of assists in his first NHL game since April of 2019. Islanders defenseman Scott Mayfield on the ice for 3 goals for and none against during 5-on-5 play. As for the Flyers, Nate Prosser, the defenseman, was on the ice for 3 goals against. Also on Saturday, Chicago lost 4-1 at Tampa Bay. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman had 3 assists. He has 13 points in his past 12 games. Steven Stamkos had a goal and assist for Tampa Bay. He has 8 points in his past 7 games. And Alex Killorn had a couple of assists for Tampa. He has 12 points in his past 11 games. Tampa Bay goaltender Andrei Vasilevskiy stopped 30 of 31 shots. He has a .933 save percentage in 24 starts this year. Columbus takes a 3-2 shootout win at Carolina on Saturday. Elvis Merzlikins stopped 35 of 37 shots for the win. He has a .912 save percentage in 12 games. And while .912 doesn't sound amazing, it's good enough to earn him more of the action in that Columbus crease. Nashville lost 2-0 at Florida on Saturday. Anthony Duclair with a goal and assist for Florida. And Chris Driedger with the 21 save shutout. Driedger has a .924 save percentage in 13 games. Pittsburgh won 3-1 at New Jersey on Saturday. Jake Guentzel had a goal and assist for the Penguins. He has 13 points in his past 12 games. Sidney Crosby, a couple of assists. He has 24 points his past 21 games. Vancouver lost 5-4 in a shootout at Montreal on Saturday. Tomas Tatar, goal and assist for Montreal. He has 4 points in the past 3 games. Shea Weber had a couple of assists for Montreal. Center Philippe Danault had a couple of assists. Danault has 7 points in his past 9 games. Vancouver center Bo Horvat had a goal and assist. He has 10 points in his past 9 games. Canucks desperately need him to keep producing with Elias Pettersson out. Vancouver defenseman Quinn Hughes had a couple of assists. He has 4 assists in his past 4 games. For Montreal, Tomas Tatar, Philippe Danault, and Brendan Gallagher, the big line, they were on for 3 goals for and none against in that game. Dallas went into Detroit and won 3-0 on Saturday. No great scoring exploits. And a 21-save shutout for Anton Khudobin. Some of the easiest work he'll get all year. Minnesota went into Colorado and got spanked 6-0 by the Avalanche. The Avalanche looking like a juggernaut as they get healthier. Colorado left winger Gabriel Landeskog had a goal and 2 assists. He's got 8 points in his past 4 games. Nathan MacKinnon had 3 assists. He has 9 points during a 5-game point streak. Cale Makar with a goal and assist for Colorado. just getting back into the lineup. That's his second game back. Colorado right winger Jonas Donskoy had 2 assists. He has 6 points during a 4-game point streak. Colorado defenseman Ryan Graves had 2 assists. He has 4 assists in the past 5 games. And Philip Grubauer, the goaltender, had 30 save shutout. In his past 9 games, Grubauer's got a .959 save percentage. For Colorado, Devon Taves, Nathan MacKinnon, and Mikko Rantanen all on the ice for 3 goals, 4 and none against. For Minnesota, Kirill Kaprizov and Matt Zuccarello both on the ice for 4 goals against, while defenseman Brad Hunt and Jonas Brodin were on the ice for 3 goals against. Arizona won 5-1 at Anaheim on Saturday behind a hat trick from Derek Brassard. Unexpected, to say the least. Brassard has not been producing a whole lot, so that one kind of came out of nowhere. Jacob Chychrun also had a goal and assist for Arizona. And Antti Raanta stopped 28 of 29 shots. He's got a .916 save percentage in 10 games. Be something if he could just stay healthy, because Raanta is an above-average goaltender when he plays. Winnipeg lost 4-2 at Edmonton on Saturday. Connor McDavid had a goal and assist. He has 20 points during a 9-game point streak. Just ridiculous. Edmonton defenseman Darnell Nurse, goal and assist. He has 5 points in the past 3 games. For Winnipeg, Pierre-Luc Dubois had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in his past 3 games. For the Oilers, Connor McDavid, Jesse Puljujarvi, Darnell Nurse, and Tyson Barrie all on the ice for 3 goals, 4 and none against. Then wrapping up the Saturday schedule, St. Louis wins 5-2 at San Jose behind David Perron with a goal and 3 assists. He's got 18 points in his past 15 games. Ryan O'Reilly also had a goal and 3 assists for the Blues. He's got 11 points in his past 8 games. Jordan Kyrou with 2 goals and an assist. His production had been fading as kind of opportunities and quality ice time had been starting to shrink once Vladimir Tarasenko returned. But Kyrou obviously plugged back into a good spot on this day with Perron and O'Reilly. Blues defenseman Vince Dunn also added a goal and assist. And so that line, Perron, O'Reilly, Kyrou, they were on the ice for 3 goals, 4. For San Jose, left winger Evander Kane and center Logan Couture both on the ice for 3 goals against during 5-on-5 play. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. Now let's look at a handful of weekly streaming options for this week. Teams that are playing at least 4 games. We'll start with Calgary left winger Andrew Mangiapane. He has a goal and 3 assists in the past 5 games. And he has a chance because Mangiapane plays a pretty sound, reliable two-way game to earn his way into the good graces of Daryl Sutter. We'll see how it all shakes out. But the Flames also have a pretty favorable schedule this week. Chicago defenseman Adam Boqvist, nothing in his past 3 games, but he does have 8 points in the past 11. And the past 2 games for Chicago were against Tampa Bay. So, you might want to give him a bit of a break there. But the young defenseman has, proven that he can fill a puck moving role, quarterback to power play. If you're looking for a guy who's available in a lot of spots, but is starting to pick up his offensive production, Boqvist is available. Columbus center Jack Roslovic, don't forget about him. He's turned out to be the most productive player in that trade from earlier this season between Winnipeg and Columbus. Roslovic has 6 assists in his past 5 games. And, while you can be concerned about usage with Patrick Laine getting benched on occasion and so on, Roslovic has been pretty steady and consistent in Columbus. Montreal center Philippe Danault, as mentioned, he has 7 points in his past 9 games. The Canadiens really leaning heavily on that top line with Tatar and Brendan Gallagher and Danault in the middle. And so there's opportunity there for him to kind of break out of what has been a season-long slump. For Philadelphia, defenseman Shane Gostisbehere. I know he's been a healthy scratch recently, but it makes more sense for the Flyers to play him. In his past 11 games, he has 5 goals, 2 assists, and 38 shots on goal. Given the problems that the Flyers are having, and I know they surely look at what's going on in net and think, yes, we need more defense, but it doesn't make any sense to sacrifice the quality that you get from Shane Gostisbehere when you're rolling out Nate Prosser and the like. So I still think Gostisbehere is worth adding. And San Jose right winger Kevin LeBanc, one of my favorites. He has 12 points in his past 14 games, flies totally under the radar, and somewhat deservedly so because San Jose isn't doing great things. But you know, LeBanc is reasonably productive and plays top 6 minutes for them. So each show, I recommend one player rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Could be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe need to rush to the waiver wire to get them. And today we're going with Devils right winger Jesper Bratt, who has been playing top line minutes there. And he does have a goal and 3 assists in his past 4 games. And, you know, there's a lot of Bratt has tons of talent, and that doesn't make him unique on that Devils roster. But if you look at the opportunity that, you know, to play with Jack Hughes and Kyle Palmieri, and, you know, if those guys could kind of shake out of their slumps, then, you know, this is a really great opportunity. And frankly, right now, Bratt has still only scored on 3.7% of his shots this year. You know, he only has 2 goals in 23 games, but he continues to create chances. And given the opportunity, as a guy who's rostered in just 2% of Yahoo leagues, you know, you could do worse than scooping up Jesper Bratt and see what happens. Let's grab some injury updates. Start with Vegas left winger Max Pacioretty out with a lower body injury. That's pretty significant given that he's been one of the most productive players in the league this year. Philadelphia center Sean Couturier, day-to-day with a hip injury. Also, huge. That's a huge development because Philadelphia depends on Couturier a lot, both for scoring but also for his strong two-way play. Dallas missing both Alexander Radulov and Rupe Hintz out with lower body injuries. Dallas can ill afford to miss anybody with scoring talent, and both Radulov and Hintz can help offensively. Montreal left winger Tyler Toffoli out with a lower body injury. Nashville forward Michael Granlund out with an upper body injury. Tampa Bay defenseman Ryan McDonagh, day-to-day with a lower body injury. Toronto goaltender Frederick Anderson, day-to-day with lower body injury. As mentioned, Jack Campbell could take this opportunity to seize control of the Toronto crease because even before the injuries, Frederick Anderson had been struggling for the Maple Leafs. Pittsburgh right winger Brandon Tanev has an upper body injury. They're thinning out the forward ranks there in Pittsburgh right now. Boston had a bunch of players land on their COVID list. That's David Krejci, David Pastrnak, Craig Smith, Jake DeBrusk, Sean Corrali was already there. But, you know, we'll see how soon they can return. St. Louis's Zach Sanford is also on the COVID-19 list. And Oscar Sundqvist, done for the season with a knee injury, suffered in San Jose. San Jose right winger Matt Nieto also has a lower body injury. Kings defenseman Olli Maatta has an upper body injury, suffered against Vegas on Sunday. And for the Rangers, center Brett Howden out with an undisclosed injury, and defenseman Jack Johnson done for the season with a hernia. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is an incredible low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. In today's matchup, we're running coconut versus white chocolate birthday cake. I have to confess, I have not had either one. Usually birthday cake flavors tend to be too sweet for me, and coconut is not my favorite thing. So I'm going to ride with white chocolate birthday cake because I could probably tolerate the sweetness. But as we know, there are no losers here in Built Bar Madness. So go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is just around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long, dynasty leagues, and DFS. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So let's go through Monday's schedule. Thanks to the folks at betonline.ag. And we'll start Montreal Canadiens -108 at home against the Edmonton Oilers. My model has Montreal -112, so we're pretty much in the same neighborhood. Certainly Montreal without Tyler Toffoli, that's a significant absence from their lineup, but they also on home ice should hold some slight advantage against Edmonton. Then we've got the New York Rangers at home, massively favored against Buffalo Sabres, -225 for the Blue Shirts, and Sabres coming off yet another COVID break. So understandable that they're, you know, they've been the worst team in hockey for a while now since their first COVID break. The Rangers are starting to move in the right direction. Still, it's a little bit more than I would be willing to go for on the Rangers. Carolina, -157 at Columbus. I have Carolina favored, but not by quite as much. Columbus has, proven to be a competitive side against Carolina recently. And so I have Carolina -128. It's probably a game I would steer clear from. Calgary is -170 at Ottawa. It's pretty high premium to give Calgary. I know Ottawa is not great, and their goaltending is completely up in the air. My model has Calgary at -150. Maybe it doesn't account for as poor as situation in net for Ottawa as they currently have. I think, again, that might be a game that I'd stay away from or consider Ottawa plus a goal and a half. New York Islanders, -120 at Philadelphia. The Flyers have been reeling. They're missing Sean Couturier. Now, the Islanders are missing Anders Lee, so a little bit of offense taken out of their lineup as well. My model has Islanders -125, so we're kind of in the same ballpark there. Minnesota, heavily favored against Anaheim, -245. I have Minnesota -188. I think, yes, they should be clearly favored against Anaheim, but that's a massive premium to pay. And so I would either avoid it or maybe consider Minnesota plus goal and a half. Colorado -229 on the road at Arizona. I have Colorado -178. Again, they should be favored, and Colorado has turned into a really dominant team now that they're back closer to full strength. They've been holding opponents down to, very few shots. They had the other night against Minnesota, they were out shooting them 20-1 at one point. And Minnesota is a playoff team. So, Colorado can lay the smackdown on just about anyone, but that's also a pretty hefty price to pay on the road. Vancouver, +109 at home against Winnipeg. I have Vancouver very slightly favored in this game, -109. I've been as high on Winnipeg, I think, over the past month as anybody, but I'm not sure I'm favoring Winnipeg on the road in this game. Vegas, -125 at home against St. Louis could be the game of the night in terms of caliber of play and competitiveness. Now, Vegas is missing Max Pacioretty, which certainly levels that playing field a little bit. I have Vegas favored by a little bit more than that, maybe -140, but should be a good game and probably no real edge on the price for me. San Jose, -127 at home against L.A. Presumably, this is with Jonathan Quick in net for the Kings, so I don't mind San Jose being favored. If it was Cal Peterson, that might close the gap, but otherwise I've got San Jose -128, so almost the same. Anyway, thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's roll through some DFS value plays for Monday. Let's start with skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with Tomáš Hertl, the San Jose Sharks center, who still comes in at a pretty reasonable price. He's $4,700. And if you think San Jose's got a shot to win at home against the Kings, which they probably do, then Hertl can be a big part of that. Columbus center, Jack Roslovic, is $4,200 against Carolina. Roslovic is kind of quietly productive and much more productive than might have been expected when he was picked up in that Patrick Laine trade. Ottawa right winger Drake Batherson, $4,700 against Calgary. Batherson he was sort of snake bit early in the season, but has continued to generate chances, and the puck started to go in, and he, there aren't great scoring options in Ottawa, but he's among their best. Philadelphia right winger Travis Konecny, $4,300 against the Islanders. When I did the midseason disappointments, Travis Konecny was on that team, but he's been rolling ever since. and sort of getting back to living up to, you know, what he should have been coming into this year. Buffalo left winger Taylor Hall, roll the dice here, $4,700 at the New York Rangers. You know, obviously nothing has been going right for the Sabres, but after another break, maybe Hall can take advantage and, you know, do some damage against the Rangers to give you a decent return on $4,700. Colorado defenseman Sam Girard is also $4,700 at Arizona. And Girard, you know, now he doesn't have to, he doesn't get quite the responsibility when Cale Makar and Devon Taves are both in the lineup, which they are now. But Girard is still a quality puck moving defenseman on a high octane team. So chance for value at that price. Vancouver defenseman Quinn Hughes, $4,600 against Winnipeg. And Hughes, as much as the Canucks have, you know, been sort of mediocre, Hughes can still put up points, and that's what we're after here. San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson is down to $4,200 against LA, and I know, you know, we're not doing this to get prime Erik Karlsson. We're doing it because Karlsson, you know, in recent weeks has at least shown, you know, some signs of life that maybe $4,200 is acceptable. And then in goal, if you're looking for an underdog goaltender, I'd consider Mike Smith. For Edmonton, just don't ask him to play the puck. he's $7,400 at Montreal, and you know the Habs. You know, you don't know one day to the next what you're getting out of them. Whether they're going to be this high scoring team or a team that struggles to get it going offensively. And I'm thinking with Tyler Toffoli out, maybe they struggle to get things going offensively if Smith plays all right. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball as I break down teams and stats heading towards the regular season. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.